Well, now we're going to talk with one of the people who was in court today, one of the investors who lost money with Bernard Madoff. Ronnie Sue Ambrosino is a retiree from Delray Beach, Florida. And Ms. Ambrosino, you and your husband Dominic lost how much money with Madoff?
Well, we lost $1.66 million, everything that we had in our whole life.
In your case, for how many years did you have money with Madoff?
I first invested with him 28 years ago.
And over those years, did you realize gains from the investment? I mean, were you just turning everything over and reinvesting it, or did you?
Yes, yes. I was young. I was working. I had a career, and I didn't live on that money. That money was meant for my retirement. I never lived extravagantly, and I did make a good living, so I was able to even add more money to it on top of the investment appreciation. And that money was my nest egg. That money was letting me live my lifestyle of financial security.
Some of you were obviously paying taxes to the Internal Revenue Service on earnings that really didn't exist.
Well, we all pay taxes according to Mr. Madoff today, and according to the judge, and according to Irving Picard, the trustee. There were never any trades made, so every penny of income tax was given erroneously to the IRS. And that means that the IRS has been the biggest beneficiary of Madoff's fraud.
What do you say to people who look at those who invested with Bernard Madoff and say it's an old truism, if it's too good to be true, it probably isn't true? People should have known there was something fishy about an investment scheme that never, never, never had a bad year.
Well, I have a few things to address with that. First of all, when the dot-com era was going on and people were making 20, 30, 40% on their money, we were not. So we never made unrealistic gains. It was my understanding that Madoff was buying stock and he was buying options to kind of hedge those stocks. So our gains were never that large, but we had a safety net so that our losses were never that large either. And they netted out to be a fair 10% average increase in value. Now,
so while that average might sound eye-popping, especially nowadays, you're saying if we put it in the context of the dot-com bubble, people were making much more than that for a few years.
Absolutely. My accountant used to question me, why are you sticking with Madoff when you could be making so much money elsewhere? And my answer was, every year when we talked about it, I felt safe with him.
Well, thank you very much. By the way, I mean, how are you and your husband doing right now? I mean, without the money, how's it changed your plans about what you're doing in your lives?
Well, 4 wonderful years of retirement, traveling the country, are over. We have absolutely nothing to our name except a mortgaged motorhome. It's a very insecure feeling. It's a very sad feeling. It's very sad that everything that we worked for, and we did everything right. We worked, we saved, we invested, we paid our taxes, and one man and one government agency allowed this to happen.
Well, Ronnie Sue Ambrosino, thank you very much for talking
with
us today.
Thank you very much, Robert.
Mrs. Ambrosino spoke to us from Manhattan. She's from Delray Beach, Florida. She and her husband, Dominic, lost, by her count, $1.66 million, their life savings, which they had invested for decades with Bernard Madoff.